On his release from prison on June 17th, Hong Kong democracy advocate Wong Chi-Fung issued a stark warning. Today, Hong Kong, he said. Tomorrow, Taiwan. Over the past month, the government's heavy-handed response to protests in Hong Kong has transformed the political equation in Taiwan. Last year, campaigning mostly on economic issues, the opposition Kuomintang swept Taiwan's municipal elections and looked set to recapture both the presidency and control of the National Assembly come January. Now polls show incumbent President Tsai Ing-wen with a lead over her most likely rivals. Her Democratic Progressive Party is best known as a champion of Taiwanese independence. Events in Hong Kong, she said, proved that one country, two systems is absolutely not feasible. And now leaders of the historically pro-Chinese Kuomintang are scrambling to follow suit. Foxconn tech billionaire Terry Gu called it a failure, and the mayor of Kaohsiung, Han Guoyu, said if he's elected president, one country, two systems would be imposed over my dead body. At the same time, China continues to apply military pressure. Last week, Chinese fighter jets buzzed a Canadian frigate as it sailed through the Taiwan Strait. According to the CBC, two Su-30s flew 100 feet off the water and came within 1,000 feet of HMCS Regina and a naval replenishment vessel Asterisk. The Canadian ships were en route from a port visit in Vietnam. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.